Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China's president arrived in South Africa Wednesday for a state visit and a two-day China-Africa forum expected to bring about billions of dollars in investment deals. This is part of the arrival ceremony for the Chinese president. South African officials are quick, meanwhile, to point out that this is not President Xi Jinping's first state visit to South Africa. It's a fact that highlights the importance of the relationship between the two nations. South Africa is, after all, China's biggest trade partner. The two nations are also members of the increasingly powerful economic bloc known as BRICS for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Xi comes to South Africa after a day-long visit to neighboring Zimbabwe, where he met with his counterpart, Robert Mugabe. In the coming days, President Xi will meet with other African leaders in Johannesburg for a forum on Africa-China relations. At least seven people, including a police officer, were killed overnight in separate incidents in Burundi's capital and the surrounding area, according to police and witnesses, as well as an official Wednesday. In one incident, one police officer was killed and four others wounded in clashes with gunmen overnight, according to police. In a nearby Jabe neighborhood, police say the body of a man was found, killed elsewhere, and his corpse dumped in the district. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. However, there's been no independent confirmation. VOA News.